Jesus, our Savior, did come for to die.
And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up this Friday, December 6th at 7:30, the world-renowned mezzo-soprano Frederica von Stade will take the stage at the Angelina Arts Alliance in Lufkin, Texas, for a show filled with song and bells. And joining me this morning is Tracy Pinkerton, the executive director of the Arts Alliance, to talk a bit about this show. Tracy, thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you.
So tell us about the bells. We all know who Frederica von Stade is, but can you fill us in on the bells?
Yeah, the Sonos Handel Choir is based in Berkeley, California, and there's 11 of them in the group. And, you know, most people know what a handbell choir is, but if you watch the video clips on our website, not only do they play handbells in a traditional style, but they also play them with the mallets, which I've not seen a lot of handbells in my day, but I've never seen anybody play them with mallets. It's fascinating. And, you know, these musicians are really phenomenal. To play one note at a time like that is such precision. It's almost like a stomp thing where same exact thing. Yeah. You're playing that all together. And so it's really amazing what they do. I'm going to read you something here. It says that these musicians, having achieved their musical expertise on a variety of other instruments, they play other instruments as well, but they're attracted to the complexity and the dance-like challenge of performing on the handbells, and it is very challenging. This instrument requires great personal discipline, a high level of cooperation, extremely good rhythm, and a willingness to become a component of a musical whole in which the communion of all of its parts is essential to the success of the ensemble. So they have got to be so focused and concentrate. So just that fact alone really makes it mesmerizing to watch them.
So this is 11 people becoming one
exactly.
as an instrument
and
performing on a bell, you know, a bell orchestra, literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these are going to be different tones to the bells, different textures to the bells. And of course, depending on what you're playing them with, whether it's a stick or a mallet, you're going to get different sonorities, different attacks, and different qualities to the sound of the ring as well. So,
oh yeah, when you think of handbells, you think of Christmas.
Yeah,
and I think that's one of the reasons that we were attracted to this. And then adding Frederica, who is such a warm, genuine, you know, just connects with the audience on such a deep level, singing traditional Christmas music, and she's partnered with Sonos before. So we're excited. It's going to be a very warm night of traditional Christmas music.
And Frederica, you know, she's not only had one of the longest and most celebrated opera careers, but she's also crossed over. She's done some pop music recordings.
Yes.
And she's a very approachable, you know, person as an opera singer. You always get this idea of opera diva.
The diva,
you know, very unapproachable. But the truth is, you know, from Renee Fleming and Frederica von Stade to, you know, Anna Netrebko, a lot of these folks really want to bust out of that bubble and really show, you know, they listen to all kinds of other stuff too, and they enjoy a wide range of music. It just happens that they specialize in one form.
Right. Yeah, we've heard that she has a reputation of just being very warm and gracious and wonderful.
So now after this, we change gears again, and we go from the grand opera and the big bold voice to the high lonesome sound of bluegrass. Tell us who's coming up in January.
Yeah, in January we have Rhonda Vincent and The Rage. Rhonda Vincent, well, her band is the most awarded and celebrated band ever in bluegrass history. She won Vocalist of the Year from the American Bluegrass Association 10 years straight, all the way up through 2011. Right. So they are a very celebrated bluegrass band, and they're going to be here in January. We're very excited to have them.
Well, that sounds great. I mean, it just seems like this season is just filled with such wonderful diversity, which warms my heart,
because
I'm a diversity fan.
Yeah.
Well, Tracy, I want to thank you again for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much.
That was Tracy Pinkerton, the executive director of the Angelina Arts Alliance in Lufkin, Texas. And she was speaking with me about Frederica von Stade and the Sonos Handbell Ensemble. They're going to be performing this Friday, December 6th. At 7:30 p.m. at the Angelina Arts Alliance in Lufkin, Texas. If you'd like more information about this, you can visit their website at angelinaarts.org, or you can give them a call at 936-633-4444. 5454. And if tickets happen to be sold out for a show you want to go to, just give them your name. They'll put you on a waiting list, because if somebody drops out and calls in and says they can't show up, then those tickets, they'll go down that list and get you those tickets. So you can also find this information on our website at redriverradio.org, including links. So just go to redriverradio.org and look for this spotlight. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.